Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I've been so wound up in the last hour reading these global eugenics documents and watching Homeland Security at Davos be the worldwide takeover arm of all commerce in every facet of our lives, the announcements of domestic checkpoints, naked body scanners everywhere, local spies, telescreens saying, watch your neighbors, going up in town squares and Walmarts. I mean, we've descended into a 1984 scenario. They've decided to just go with the most absurd levels of tyranny instead of hiding it. They're going with the bum rush scenario. Coming up, I mentioned this, so there's a new article out today. New drone has no pilot anywhere, so who's accountable? This is what the globalists have always wanted. They don't want militaries that can say no, that have esprit de corps and a history. Also, the Nashville video's been released. Rand Paul was detained for over an hour and a half, and the police lied. He was calm and not irate. He's all about being a doctor and being cold-bloodedly controlled. That's basically what the Pauls are. They're like Alex Joneses that are completely calm. Anyways, hey, it takes different strokes for different folks. They've been caught lying again. That's all the system does is lie, lie, lie. We're not strip-searching old ladies. Oh, we are. We're not groping little kids. Oh, we are. There's no radiation. Oh, there is. There's no mercury. I remember 10 years ago the lie was there's no mercury in vaccines. And they'd be on the news going, people say there's mercury. Conspiracy theorists. It was on the label. And then later they said, okay, mercury's good for you. I have the newscast where they say mercury is good for you. Well, joining us for the next 40 minutes or so, and I'm really honored to have him, and then we're going to get into all this other news and the economy, and we have another guest joining us, Francis Boyle, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty for the UN, top constitutional lawyer, went to school with the top globalists. He can tell you about him. He held the Kissinger position at, what was it, Harvard. But he's going to be coming on to talk about the incredible treason and the fascist state being set up. But Dr. Mayer Eisenstein, MD, JD, MPH, is a graduate of the University of Illinois Medical School. You know, we're going to come back in a minute. Some stations don't carry this segment, but and I'll fully introduce him. But what an amazing guy. He's been out there for decades exposing vaccines, and he treats a giant group of young people who aren't showing any signs of autism. He doesn't just have the control groups of the Amish who don't have autism. It's unknown. Might exist like a leprechaun or something. And now he has his own giant clinics and is very popular and can't find it. So, wow. Dr. Eisenstein, thank you for coming on with me, sir.
Oh, Alex, it's always a pleasure. And I tell you, one of the problems is the problems are so bad that you don't even sound that way out anymore. It's a real problem. I mean, I think we have to start getting some different positions because, unfortunately, you're unmasking the truth and the people are listening.
Well, I mean, I wish I was wrong. I know the stuff I talk about sounds crazy, but isn't truth stranger than fiction? I mean, look at all the other crazy stuff that's happened in history.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You know, there's a great legal principle, but it's where the judge tells the jury when they're about to deliberate, false is a true, no false is an omnibus. If you catch someone who's been a witness lying about one thing, you can make the assumption they're lying about something else, and you can disregard everything else they say. What you just pointed out just in the last few minutes, how they lied about Dr. Rand Paul, they lied about strip searching older women, you know, and I had an interesting episode in a airport a couple of days ago where they said, you have to go through the scanner. I said, no, I'm not going through the scanner. I said, I'm an opt-out.
Hold on, Doc. I don't want you to be interrupted. We're going to come right back with Dr. Mayer Eisenstein. I'll properly introduce him and then start over right there with the that legal precept that if somebody's a known liar, don't believe them. Duh. And the system lies even when the truth would suit them better. An amazing doctor, researcher, treated over 75,000 children, Dr. Mayer Eisenstein. He's also an author. We'll tell you about his book.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you know, they said that Rand Paul wasn't detained, and they said he got irate. Well, the videos have been released. He was detained, and he was not irate. He was very calm. The Tennessean newspaper is reporting Nashville Airport video doesn't show irate Senator Rand Paul. Why does the system lie when even the truth would suit them better? I mean, we have Dr. Mayor Eisenstein with us for about 40 minutes, and then we're going to get some financial news. I just twisted Weldon Henson's arm, worked for us for 4 or 5 years, does a great job, local country music singer as well, but he was in the Air Force for a long time. And he said, yeah, what you're talking about, everything going to drones is true. All my buddies that are still in the Air Force that used to work on F-16s and stuff are now learning to fly the drones, and of course that's all simulated by computers. And is getting ready, as the computer learns, to get rid of humans entirely, and that's in the L.A. Times today. What will the elite do when there's no military to say no to them to immoral things? Or where there's no footage that anybody sees of the war crimes? We're going to be discussing that at the very end of the hour. But again, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, MD, JD, MPH, is a graduate of the University of Illinois Medical School, the Medical College of Wisconsin School of Public Health, from the John Marshall Law School. So he's also a lawyer. In his 39 years in medicine, he and his practice have cared for over 75,000 children, parents, and grandparents. He is the founder and medical director of Home First Health Services. That's huge. He is a board certified by the American Board of Public Health, Preventative Medicine, and the American Board of Quality Assurance and Utilization Review Physicians. He's a member of the Illinois Bar. His latest book, Making an Informed Vaccine Decision, goes along with his other books, Give Birth at Home, with the Home Birth Advantage, Safer Medicine, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate, second edition, Unavoidably Dangerous Medical Hazards of HRT and Unlocking Nature's Pharmacy. Some of his many guest appearances include the Oprah Winfrey Show and Hannity and Combs. Using the HCG protocol since 09, he has lost over 100 pounds. And I noticed that when we got him up on the video Skype in March of 2010, he started the Metabolic Syndrome and HCG Weight Loss Clinic based in the same protocol that he followed. The metabolic program helped over 500 patients lose more than 7 tons in the first year. We got to have him back just on that front alone. But here's some of the articles we've got today. We've got him on about vaccines, polio vaccines, now the first cause of polio paralysis worldwide, the vaccines giving you the polio. Baby dies after 9 vaccines in one day. You've seen big companies just got in trouble for, 15 babies dying after being given a vaccine. All of this is going on, and he joins us because, you know, they lie and say there's not mercury in vaccines. And we just got you on at the end of that first little segment. You were bringing up, as a lawyer, not just a medical doctor, this legal understanding or bedrock that if someone's been caught lying before, don't believe them again. So start back over, doctor. Great to have you here with us.
Oh, it's awesome to be with you. If that's a principle, when the judge gives the instructions to the jury, he says to them, if any witness has lied to you during the testimony and it's been shown to be a lie, you can disregard, you have the right to disregard everything else. And I think what you pointed out over and over again, you know, they lied about the mercury, they lied about the toxins, they lied about the effectiveness of vaccines. And you know, Alex, I'm a very blessed man, I'll tell you why. I was a student of the late Dr. Robert Mendelson, and almost 50 years ago, he made the statement that no vaccine has ever been shown to eliminate any childhood disease. You know, there's an important, let's see, 49 years ago. And, maybe I have the dates wrong, you know, so I've been very fortunate because that's the reason my 6 children and 10 grandchildren have never been involved with any of this type of stuff, and why I've been able to use Dr. Mendelson's principles to be able to implement not giving vaccines to many of our children. I went to law school for a very specific reason, to be able to help those families. And there's now millions of them. Your work has been awesome. Millions of children, of families who decided not to vaccinate. And I see one of my jobs is to help them in any way I can to legally avoid vaccines. And if it's illegal, heck, that may be the right way to do it too.
Well, just to be specific here, you are one of the major pioneers in exposing the dangers of vaccines for decades. So you're saying you woke up because of the top, you know, famous doctor that you worked under. But now you've actually done the research. Explain to people what we see in the Amish, but also in the giant pool, or I guess they call it control group in a study, of your own patients. Where is the scourge of autism that's gone from 1 in 25,000 a few decades ago to 1 in 68 or so we're now seeing, and all these neurological disorders and other things? Where is that with your patients? Where is that with the Amish?
Virtually doesn't exist, you know, and it's more than just autism, or like I like to call it brain damage from vaccines, because autism is a true illness, 1 in 10,000, 1 in 25,000, but it's not the same as what we're seeing today. We're seeing children who can't talk, 7-year-old doesn't talk, still makes in their pants. You know, we got tremendous amount of neurological damage, you know, but also we virtually see no, you know, ADD, ADHD. We don't have, I think, a single case of peanut allergy in our practice. Is it all related to vaccines? Well, I'm sure a large part of it, you know. And in spite of that, see, I think, unfortunately, the eugenics aspect is 100% right. When you start taking a look at people like Bill Gates, and what is his job with them? What does he know about vaccines? Nothing. He said he knows it kills people. He has outwardly said we have to get rid of most people in this world, you know. And you know, I tell you what we have to focus on, Alex. How do we help people? How do we help? How do we save people? How do we save people from being exposed to having to take vaccines? And it's not getting easy anymore because hospitals are firing nurses who refuse to get flu vaccine. Flu vaccine, of all the stupidity that there is around, you know, if anyone is still skeptical that any of these things make any difference, I want to show a couple of slides that I brought here. The first one I want to show is, it's got a red slide, but the fourth or fifth one, where it shows the increase in mortality of children from flu over the last 10 years. And if you take a look, there was almost no death from children until they start giving the flu vaccine to children.
And again, so we're on XM and over 100 AM and FM stations, but we're showing a graph for the legal record here on the video that hundreds of thousands will watch today, millions overall. And we're showing a graph here. In fact, blow that up, guys, where the blue part is filling the screen. Thank you. You can see there that as soon as they start giving the vaccine, That's when suddenly the deaths from flu explode. We have the Canadian studies last year, as you know, doctor, or 2 years ago, that the H1N1 vaccine doubled your chances of getting the regular flu, lowered your immunity. We also know that they never get the vaccine correct to actually match what the flu is that year. It's a giant hoax. But tell us more about this graph that we have up on screen.
Well, this one, you take a look, you can see there's hardly any deaths on the left-hand part in the, and all of a sudden, as time goes on, all of a sudden they introduce the flu vaccine, it becomes mandated, all of a sudden the death rate starts skyrocketing, you know, and almost all the deaths in children from the H1N1 were children who were vaccinated with the H1N1.
Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's just frightening, you know. But if you need any for adults, and go to the next slide, this one is even more frightening because it shows, this is the one that says influenza and pneumonia mortality rates and influenza vaccine coverage. And you take a look at the broken line is the percentage of people receiving the flu vaccine, and the brown line is people who die from flu and pneumonia. The reason pneumonia is because that's what actually kills you, not the flu itself. As the more people in the population get the flu vaccine, more people die from it.
It's incredible, but let's expand. We're going to show one more slide here in a moment. But now, doctor, now that people are waking up and saying no, California passed a law to shoot kids up without telling their parents. Classical fascism, medical tyranny. They're now running hoaxes everywhere. It's the law to take vaccines. I talked to one of my crew members whose wife is an RN, that people got sick when they were forced to take it. And one nurse, a young nurse, is in a wheelchair now, and they're not supposed to talk about it. And I talked to nurses everywhere. I mean, this is like something out of a science fiction movie.
That's right. You could, the truth, you couldn't make this up. I mean, here's where the truth is stranger than fiction, more frightening. And let's look at one more slide, and that is the one on United States mortality rates, and that's for measles, scarlet fever, typhoid, whooping cough, diphtheria. And you see, it looks like something scribbled by a kindergarten child. But what you see is that all these diseases in the 1900s, you know, had relatively high mortality. And the mortality rates start dropping. But you take a look. The vaccines are introduced and nothing changes. Because look at scarlet fever, typhoid. No vaccines given for them. They disappear at the same rate. I ask one question of every doctor who still has any hope in vaccines that make any difference. Explain to me how tuberculosis disappeared. Explain to me how cholera, typhoid, Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Explain to me before you start talking about the ones that we give. Unbelievable.
It was sanitation, wasn't it, sir, and better nutrition?
Sanitation, and also diseases just have certain periods where they're there, and then they just kind of die out by themselves, you know. And all we could do, and whooping cough is a great example, you introduce a vaccine that only works on the mild strains, and the other strains are dying out. Now we're seeing whooping cough epidemics, but only really essentially in children who've been vaccinated. Those who have been vaccinated, for all practicality, have no problems.
Well, see, and that's another big thing. I see the numbers even in the mainstream news, but it's buried. I want to come back and talk about this. The vaccines are actually making the children get what they're supposedly fighting. It's incredible.
Exactly. You know, and let me read you one more thing here. And this is an article that was in the medical journal called Vaccine. It's one of those.
Doc, we got a break. Get to that. We got a break. We'll come right back with that. And folks can find out more at homefirst.com. And you can find his books, everything at homefirst.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Eisenstein.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change things, he will.
All right, Dr. Eisenstein is a best-selling author. He's a very well-respected lawyer, medical doctor. He's treated well over 75,000 children, parents, and grandparents. He's done studies. And he heads up homefirst.com. He's got clinics. I think they're all over Illinois, aren't they, Doc? And you're here giving people numbers, but I live, you know, and sleep and breathe media. I see all the stuff you're talking about. I mean, the big pharma knows the vaccines are reducing immunity. They know they're making people get sick. They know they're creating deadly strains, just like overuse of antibiotics. And their answer to our awakening is, okay, we're going to make you. But please continue with that quote you were giving us, and tell us again where that came from.
You're talking about this is a quote in the journal Vaccine, and it says, a new article in Vaccine sheds light on the online practices of such groups. The global anti-vaccination movement, which is a loose coalition of rogue scientists, so I may fall in that category, journalists, there you are, parents and celebrities who think that vaccines cause disease like autism, a claim that has been thoroughly discredited by modern science. Now, let me tell you what's interesting even about their quotes. Going to law school ruins you because you look at every word. Thoroughly discredited. Well, discredited doesn't mean anything. You know, even their own writing doesn't make any sense. It should be thoroughly disproven, but they don't use the word disproven because they know that's not true. It's been discredited, just like if the earth was flat was discredited, and people were hung because of those beliefs, you know. But one more important thing, because a lot of the people listening, Alex, a lot of parents, grandparents, don't want to vaccinate. And many of them have school-age children or high school students or college students. And they've always asked me, what is the best way for me to avoid vaccines? And I put up a map here. And this map of the United States, there's 18 states left. They're green. In Texas, you're in a green state. It has nothing to do with the nonsense of green our jobs. You know, it has to do with they allow a philosophical exemption for vaccines. And if you take a look, every state except Mississippi and West Virginia allow for a religious exemption. So those two states you can't live in. I recommend, and it's in my book, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate. And I also am going to have a webinar this Sunday evening. And just go to my webpage, homefirst.com. Click on the webinar link and just sign up. It's complimentary. So I just put your email address in. And I recommend, if you don't want to vaccinate your children, don't give a philosophical exemption. What does that mean? A philosophical exemption is you don't have to give I don't believe in vaccines. I don't have to do that. 18 states, including Texas, allows that. Because if you move from Texas to, let's say, Montana or Wyoming or Illinois, they don't allow for that exemption. And if the state legislature can overturn it. But it's still pretty hard to overturn the Constitution, although I think our president's trying very hard. You know.
They've introduced this exemption stuff because they know their so-called law is just really a regulation to attend school, and they kind of trick people into the exemption process itself. I know that I haven't even done the exemption process. They could just go jump in the lake, fly a kite, and go to a very warm place.
Exactly. But if you have to hand in anything, only hand in a religious exception that still has protection from the First Amendment. You know, don't ever hand in a personal belief exception. You know, and I'd be happy to help anyone who needs some help with that.
You're right. That's much stronger First Amendment. But what if the tyrants do nationwide what they do in the bellwether California doctor and lawyer, Eisenstein? What do we do, counselor, as they export this everywhere? And a child can't buy alcohol, can't have sex, even if they want to when they're 12, because they're not an adult. It's statutory rape.
Right.
It's contributing to the delinquency of a minor. How does California say then, we're going to brainwash your kid, we're going to shoot them up when they're 12 and not even tell you? I mean, that is outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous, you know. And the bottom line is you just have to say no. You may have to keep your children out of school. You may have to homeschool your children, which many of my patients do. You know, you may have to send them to a religious school, a small religious school, which will help you avoid vaccines. Look, let me tell you something. It's getting harder and harder, you know. But you have to stop going to doctors. So go to chiropractors, homeopaths, naturopaths, doctors who have had very strong history of being not only against vaccines, but taking a strong look at the dangers of all the pharmaceuticals.
All right, Doc, we got a long segment coming up. I got a lot of questions for you at any point you want to make. You really are one of the most informed people on this subject. But, I mean, this is getting to an insane point here where they're coming for our kids. We're awake. We know what they're doing. They're crooks. They're hurting people. They're eugenicists like Bayer with the factor 8 full of HIV knowingly for 10 years shipping it out. And then these murderers are coming for us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
All right, well, we've definitely got to have him back up just on all of his other knowledge in the near future, because I could talk to Dr. Eisenstein for hours. But when I start thinking about how incredibly creepy it is that Big Pharma can come just lobby and then get government to run a hoax and say a vaccine is mandated or mandatory, and then now they've got people going door to door under a Department of Health program, knocking on doors. I played this clip a bunch and saying, we're coming in to give your child a shot, and trying to intimidate their way in through color of law. I mean, this is hardcore corruption. And in the Soviet Russia, in Nazi Germany, in so many other countries, tyranny first comes in a form of medicalized tyranny through psychiatry and other systems. But I think about the UN, our own government, black men with syphilis, giving them syphilis, Tuskegee. Now we learn they were shooting kids up in Latin America. We learn about the UN doing stuff like this currently, adding sterilants to vaccines. It is a eugenics program. You've got Bill Gates talking about too many people, and if we can vaccinate, we'll lower the population. That's a quote. And then everybody laughing in the audience, these academics. This is really going on, and they want the precedent to put in our body what they want, when they want, when the Gardasil was killing people during the trials. And so they had Rick Perry come out and mandate it so that it would get government liability protection once it was, quote, mandated by a chief executive like a governor. I mean, these are cold-blooded companies, you were continuing there when we hit that last break getting into a piece of news, sir. Go ahead.
But, yeah, I can tell you what's even more important is I'm listening to what you're saying, Alex. You've had a tremendous impact. Look what happened in 2009. In spite of millions and millions of dollars of advertising how dangerous the swine flu is going to be, the majority of Americans rejected it, even though it was being given free. How much more can you say than that? And one other statistic that came out in 2010, the death rate from flu in the 2009-2010 year was lower than any time in the last 10 years. The only thing uniquely different was no one had a flu vaccine that year, at least 75 or 80% of the country didn't. How incredible is that? So obviously the message is getting out, and that's what's exciting. I still have great faith in this country. You know, and my dad always said, my dad was from Russia. He escaped Hitler by going to China. And I was actually born today, 66 years ago, in China.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. You met my mom there. And he always used to say, the greatest thing about America is, no matter how bad things are, I pray that it continues like that. We eventually get rid of some politicians. Other ones come in, they're all the same. But the bottom line is that we can live here. And boy, I don't know what my dad would say today, because it's getting more frightening and more frightening.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Before, we always had corrupt politicians. We always had bad politicians. It was a mix. But now with this whole homeland system and this corporate bureaucracy.
Evil. It's evil.
Yeah, where they actually run everything, and then the politicians are just window dressing. It's creepy.
It's very creepy. I mean, it used to be this expression is what you can explain to incompetence. You don't explain by malice. But unfortunately, you know, malice is the bigger word. And I wonder what the president meant, although I don't think he means too much. I mean, this is not a very smart man. You know, I wish they would stop saying how smart he is, because, you know, he does have an agenda, you know. But here's the statement. I will not back down from protecting our kids from mercury pollution. Is he talking about the light bulbs that he just mandated that if they break, he's going to go in the house and grab the kids before the mercury escapes from those twisty light bulbs? I don't know. Just, you know, very frightening.
Yeah, it says you got to call a top-level hazmat team if one of those little things breaks. Or is he talking about the vaccines they're injecting everybody with?
Exactly.
What did you think 10 years ago of the hoax, where parents would call, and I saw it on the news saying, it's a hoax, conspiracy theorists say there's mercury. There's never been mercury. Or they had another lie, we've taken it out. Or mercury's not bad for you. Have you seen that newscast where they actually say mercury's good for children's brains?
Absolutely. And let me tell you what's so frightening. In 2009, I with 10 other people from an organization called Mercury Free. I can't remember the exact name. We went to Atlanta and we put on hazmat suits. Oh, you should have been there. You would have loved it. And we were going to take a pretend vial of the H1N1 flu vaccine and throw it on the street and then have our hazmat team sweep it up. We were told we'd be arrested and put in jail because the vaccine, once it's spilled, becomes a federal offense. You know, I'm sitting there saying, you gotta be kidding me. They said it was safe. I mean, and so we weren't able to do it, but we still had our hazmat team there. How frightening, how absolutely frightening is this? And let me tell you something about mercury. We have an epidemic of obesity in this country. There's no question about it. And I unfortunately was a good part of that, and I think we have some of the solutions. But the question is, what caused it? You know, look at everyone's gotten heavier, especially our children are so much heavier. One of the causes may be mercury. Even in the smallest amount, mercury disrupts your system and doesn't allow you and cause you to gain weight. And we're talking about one of the smallest effects. If you take one drop of mercury and throw it into a 10,000-gallon pool, the whole pool is contaminated. One drop.
Well, I mean, as you know, Doc, this is one of the metals, heavy metals, they've actually studied for hundreds and hundreds of years because of all the industrial disasters in England. The term mad as a hatter, because it was involved in the clothiers and in the stains, that it made people go crazy. It's connected to schizophrenia, but they never want to say that because they just want to, you know, basically try to treat it with drugs instead of a heavy metal toxicity. And of course, some of it's genetic as well. But the point is there's different types. They know all of this, and I've seen the University of Calgary electron microscope stuff where they put other heavy metals close to mammal brains, and they only cause some electrochemical damage, but mercury in the brain causes a chain reaction and just keeps eating through the brain.
Frightening. And let me tell you, but I want to expand for 1 minute. If someone shouldn't believe it's only mercury, because some of the vaccines don't have mercury. Many of the vaccines have ethylene glycol, antifreeze, phenol, a known carcinogenic, formaldehyde, aluminum, neomycin, streptomycin, fetal parts. You know, it's don't get too hung up on mercury, because they'll say, oh, we'll take it out. And you still have all the other toxins. And even more, aluminum may be as toxic as mercury. And if you take the mercury out, in order to keep the vaccine stable, they have to put aluminum in. Just absolutely right.
Well, that's like Dr. Blaylock says. It's an incredible adjuvant and supercharges everything and intensifies it. That's what he says his research shows it does.
And then Dr. Blaylock, if anyone doesn't know, is a neurosurgeon, one of the most brilliant people I've ever met in my life, you know, as far as that goes. I'm going to be talking about this, Alex, Sunday night. It's a complimentary webinar. You can go on our website, homefirst.com, hit webinar and sign up for it. It'll be archived. I'll show about 200 slides on this. And also, I will answer questions about how to legally avoid vaccines to the best of our ability. The best way is to listen to Alex.
No. This is invaluable saving lives here, Dr. Eisenstein. And, you know, I'd like to welcome you back in a month or so, as it's been too long, and perhaps we could do a shorter webinar, and I could actually sit here and shut up some and have you go over some of those slides and points here on the radio with us as well.
I'd be absolutely honored to. It would be my pleasure, my honor.
Well, folks need to go to homefirst.com and find out about that webinar, the books, all the material. You've done an incredible job, and again, we're starting to turn the tide. People are waking up. In fact, I've seen studies, Doc, can you speak to this briefly, where they were bemoaning in Northern California that in the per capita highest educated county in the state, they have the lowest vaccination level, something only like 35% were vaccinating their children, and that all over the country, the more highly educated, the more people aren't vaccinating. Now, what does that tell the establishment? That the facts are there, the worm has turned, and now they're going to try to force us to take vaccines when their own vaccines, as you pointed out, are causing the whooping cough epidemic. And people like Dr. Dean Adel, I've heard him say, arrest people that don't vaccinate. They're endangering the rest of us. Well, wait a minute. If you've had the shot, Dean, and you take every new dangerous experimental shot that comes out, you should be protected then.
Exactly. Why are you worried? But you know why it's only in the so-called, quote, rich? You know, it's because the poor people aren't allowed to get their food stamps, aren't allowed to have their Medicaid benefits unless they vaccinate. They tie the two together. And so I've talked to many, many poor people. They say, God, if we could avoid it, we would avoid it also.
Yeah, so it's like a firing squad. I mean, that is eugenics. Get them under your control and then medicalize them with this. And, you know, when this all completely comes out, and it is coming out, but, I mean, look at Rick Perry destroyed by the Gardasil situation. I told him at the time it was going to destroy him.
Yeah, well, Rick, unfortunately, Rick Perry just didn't understand the issue, or he was too tied in with Merck. I'm not sure which one, you know.
Well, they bought off almost the entire legislature. But I mean, my point to you is, and I want your take on this in closing, Dr. Eisenstein, imagine as all of this, more and more of this comes out, all the people that have fought for vaccines, all the doctors that have endorsed it and written articles in the newspapers, and the criminals that knew at the top what this was really doing, they need to be brought to justice, because this is very similar to the medical tyranny we saw in Nazi Germany. And it's not enough to just defeat these people. When it all comes out, I want to see them go to prison.
I absolutely agree with you because, you know, there's no excuse. The legal principle is knew or should have known. That's the standard a doctor is held to when it comes to malpractice. And criminal, the same thing. Knew or should have known. You know, it's embarrassing that the smartest people in our society, doctors, well, and I'm not patting myself on the back as much. We are the most read, you know. Do not spend the time to sit and study and do the research. There's so much evidence there. You know, just look at some of the graphs. I mean, what else? Explain that. You know, unbelievable. I agree with you. They have to come to justice.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's get you on in the next month or so to do a full hour or more with the slides and a big presentation similar to what you're going to do coming up this weekend. God bless you, Doc. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you. My pleasure. Be well.
All right. Be well yourself. A great guy, and hopefully we'll save some lives again with this today. In closing, since I brought it up, here is the video clip from CBS News locally in Austin, but they aired similar stuff all over the country, saying mercury is good for your child's brain. Here it is.
Device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mathur.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Okay, and that was a CBS video package produced in New York, and then they just read off a teleprompter locally because they found you'll trust local faces more than national, but they're only speaking and regurgitating the demonic evil. And I have clips, we don't have time, but you can type it into YouTube. MSNBC, no, CNBC says lead good for children. And they actually say lead is good for children, don't worry about the Chinese toys. Melamine was killing kids. They said, don't worry, it's good for them. Your kid dies, so what? Or they got to hook them up on dialysis, more cash for them. Again, instead of denying things now, they just throw it in your face with pure evil. I mean, it is mind-blowing. I want to bring Ted Anderson up here briefly on the economy because he was raising this point. Ted, I know you've got some of the articles. 2 weeks ago, I saw the Wall Street Journal and Washington Post report, oh, there will be new easing, but it'll be other monetary easing. And now he's announcing Bernanke, the Federal Reserve dictator, until 2014, another 2 years at least, or I guess 3 years, if it's all of 2014, that there'll be no interest rates increase, which, again, gives the bankers free money, but not the general public, who they loan shark. That's causing gold to go up, the dollar to go down. So they tried to hammer gold down ahead of this, but we were correct. QE3 is back, and most economists are saying this will double the rate of inflation in 2012, Ted.
Yeah, well, I mean, Forbes was reporting it all the way back on November 22nd, but now we have the Wall Street Journal coming out with it. There's a lot of publications that are talking about QE3. I don't think the Fed is going to call it QE3 because they took such heat from quantitative easing number two, but they're doing it right now. If the Fed came in, they stepped in, they said they're going to keep interest rates low until the year 2014. Ben Bernanke is talking about having greater transparency to what he's doing. I can tell you right now, anytime you see the United States Congress voting on an increase on the debt ceiling, you should be owning more gold and silver because you can expect the fact that there's going to be an increase in gold and silver prices, which will reflect the falling of the dollar. But yeah, right now we're talking about QE3. Wall Street calls it that. The Wall Street Journal calls it QE3. But Ben Bernanke is not willing to say those words. I'm sure he's doing that just because of the fact that he's trying to keep it. He's trying to get the nation to take a little different look at that. So.
Well, Ted, now is the time for people to get involved in gold and silver. I mean, every time gold and silver goes down, they manipulate it down. Every time it only goes back up in the last 12 years. And I think people should get into gold and silver. And I know that you've used the downtime to buy a bunch of gold and silver. But you're not raising the price now that it's run up, I don't know, 50-something bucks the last few days. You're actually selling it at the old lower price What are some of the specials that Midas Resources has?
Well, one of the specials, I mean, but we have a bunch of specials that we just put out there yesterday, and we haven't raised the prices from yesterday. The franc is still at 371, even though gold today is up another $13.40. We've seen a high today of 1732, currently trading at 1725. But these silver dollars that I have in this bag, Alex, these are the silver dollars that I put with this video. And this American Dream video is so important to have. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't understand, well, what does QE3 mean even? Well, you have to understand the banking system to do this. I've been selling the creature from Jekyll Island forever with silver dollars and getting people involved with understanding the banking system, how money comes into existence and this type of thing. But if you get the video, you get the Big Brother book, you get two silver dollars that were actual, the silver dollars that were meant to be as money by Thomas Jefferson and Hamilton.
Yeah, you get collectible high-quality silver dollars for $73 with free shipping and the DVD film on the Federal Reserve Banking Cartel and the book, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, $73. That's a great deal on the silver dollars.
Well, that's the thing, Alex, because silver was down a couple weeks ago. I dropped the price to $69. Even on the Internet right now, I have them posted at $73.
Really? We better hit refresh then because it says $73 on the web.
No, I know. I have the Internet prices have come up. I have a special price. If you call here, we're going to hold the old price at $69. So if you want to have that special right now, and get that video with the silver dollars, you can still do it for $69, and that'll happen probably for the next couple of days. I mean, we're looking at $33.74 silver right now. Silver just a couple days ago.
All right, Chad, hold on. We're out of time. We're going to have to come back and get that offer right for folks and give people the toll-free number. We'll be right back. We got a big guest coming up.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
outside the broadcast booth. I have to go get him during the one-minute break. Because he's like, you're absolutely right. They're going to nothing but drones in the Air Force. You know, all my buddies that are still in the Air Force are all being taught to fly and pilot drones. And when you talk about how half the Air Force is now drones, it's going to be total drones. Well, yeah, the Pentagon said, like, back in 2000 that by 2012, half the force would be drone. And that by 2020, 90-plus percent except for troop carriers. But what they're not advertising is that most of the ground forces are going to be robots. And I'm talking about little spider robots that are a hand grenade that walk up to the enemy and kill them. But the thing is, they're autonomous. Here's the LA Times. New drone has no pilot anywhere, so who's accountable? Wow, I'm glad that's being raised, because the plan by the globalist is to have their own military, their own system that's automated that humans aren't involved in, and that humans basically, you know, can't say, well, I'm not going to kill women and children, or I'm not going to commit a My Lai massacre, or I'm not going to do that, this and that. So I'm going to get Weldon to pop in here at the first 5 minutes, then we've got expert constitutional lawyer joining us on the whole police state and the web power grab and all the rest of the stuff that is going on that's so important. But briefly, Ted, yeah, I always forget that special where you've got the two silver dollars for 69 if folks call, 73 on the web, because I guess there's web fees and stuff. We have those banners at InfoWars.com on the right-hand side if folks want to link through and find that. The American Dream DVD film that's animated and very entertaining about the Rothschild banking cartel, the Rockefellers, and the rest of them. And then you've got Mark Dice's excellent book, free with the shipping, and you get silver dollars at a price that's excellent. So it is a loss leader. I happen to know you lose money on big time on that, but you're trying to get folks introduced to silver and gold. But what about folks that are ready to start getting some real silver and gold who aren't just wanting some free books?
I mean, obviously, you know, I mean, we're talking about that. I've got a discount right now. There's $69. If you go to the internet, you're going to pay a little bit more. But yeah, if you're looking at getting into the gold and silver market right now, I highly suggest that you get into the United States Eagles, the older double Eagles. You can get into the Walking Liberty Halves, the Frank Coin. We buy a full year subscription to Bob's newsletter, the International Forecaster. There's just a lot of things that you can do. When you see the debt ceiling continue to go up and up and up, your portfolio should have more and more gold in tandem with that, because that's the only way the Fed can get more money out into the system. It's how inflation comes into existence. It's a matter of getting that debt ceiling up and then let velocity take it from there. That's how economics work. The Federal Reserve System gets the money into the system through the banking, issuance of credit. And if you don't understand that, that's why I think it's so important to get this video, the American Dream. We can't even have money without debt. And when you see the debt go up, you're going to see the value of the dollar go down. It's going to eat at your substance. It destroys this nation. There's no question about it. You need to have gold and silver to protect yourself from that thing.
Well, Ted, it's time for folks to give Midas Resources a call, 800-686-2237. I know I've bought silver and gold over the years and never sold any of it because it is an emergency backup in times of emergency when you have a global crime syndicate openly preparing to fully overthrow the United States, treating the public like they're the enemy, setting up classical tyranny, starting wars all over the globe and devaluing the currency. It's time to get into silver and gold, and Midas Resources is the leader and is supports this broadcast and has insanely competitive prices. 800-686-2237, and tell them Alex Jones sent you and ask them for a list of the Alex Jones specials. All right, thank you so much, Ted.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
And by the way, we got thousands of these in yesterday because I got sick of the supply chain problems. I went right to the publisher, and I paid to have a bunch of these suckers printed. We've got thousands of Bloodlines of the Illuminati right now being shipped out by Fritz Springmeier, and he's joining us tomorrow. You want to know why these people are scum? Read this book.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.